The protests against the killing of a black man in police custody have included some destruction, and some of the businesses damaged and burned belong to African Americans. NPR's Jim Zaroli spoke with a barber in North Minneapolis whose shop was burned to the ground.
There's nothing left of Trayvon Ellis's barber shop, the Fade Factory, except a smoking hole filled with rubble.
Inside is totally burned down. Like, there was vending machines in there, display cases for snacks and clothes. There was even a snowblower in there, like literally a brand new snowblower that we used to plow the sidewalks and parking lot. Nothing's recognizable. Everything was burned to a crisp.
On Saturday night, while protests gripped Minneapolis, someone set fire to Ellis's shop. It was a sudden, brutal end to a business he's devoted his life to. At 42, Ellis doesn't just like being a barber. He loves it.
It's so, you know, enjoyable because you can actually add to people's life. You know, if they can look at themselves in the mirror or get compliments from people that see them with a nice haircut, it actually makes people more positive, more lighthearted.
When Ellis graduated from barber school, they gave him a kit with clippers and scissors. He rented space in a barber shop in a rough part of Minneapolis. In the process, he became part of a trend. Nationwide, the number of black-owned businesses grew 34% between 2007 and 2012, according to the Census Bureau, much faster than white businesses. Ron Busby, president of the U.S. Black Chambers, says there are 2.7 million black businesses in the United States.
2.6 million are not mom and pops. They're mom or pops.
In other words, Busby says they tend to be tiny, hairdressers, personal trainers, caterers, and in today's economic crisis, they're more vulnerable. Busby says they're more likely than white businesses to use personal funds instead of bank loans. That's how Trayvon Ellis did it. He used his profits to slowly build up his shop, and he hustled. He printed business cards and passed them out everywhere.
I was at restaurants, you know, I would leave a nice little stack of them on the counter. I would ask the manager, and then just that small conversation would lead to a client. Hey, where you cut at, man? Give me one of those. So, you know, it's if you're motivated and self-driven, which is what it takes to be a barber, the financial part of it is limitless.
This spring, the Fade Factory was forced to shut down when the coronavirus struck. It's been rough financially, but it's worse than that.
I was really bored. You know, I slept a lot, but you only could sleep so much. You only can surf the internet so much. There's only so much social media you want to feed in your brain because you can't believe everything you see or hear on there.
Ellis hoped to reopen once the restrictions were lifted, but Saturday night he got a call telling him the Fade Factory was burning. He called 911, but too many fires were taking place. The fire trucks took hours to get there.
That night, I stayed till about 3:30, almost 4 a.m. I left, went home, fell asleep for about 3 hours, came back at 8 a.m. and the fire was still lit.
Ellis says he understands why people protested.
But whoever torched that barbershop, I didn't deserve it, the community didn't deserve it, and definitely that building owner didn't deserve it.
But Ellis is already planning his comeback. A stranger started a GoFundMe page on his behalf. It's already raised more than $52,000. So Ellis will be a barber again. It's the only thing he wants to do. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.